Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss William Wimsatt and Munro Beardsley. Okay, Munro Beardsley. Now William Wimsatt was an American professor of English as well as a literary theorist and critic. And he is mostly famous as a literary critic. And Wimsatt along with Munro Beardsley are famous for specifically for two ideas that they proposed. One is the intentional fallacy and the other is called affective fallacy. And in collaboration, both of them, Wimsatt as well as Beardsley, have written the work called The Verbal Icon, Studies in the Meaning of Poetry. Okay, The Verbal Icon, Studies in the Meaning of Poetry. And this was published in 1954. And basically, this is a collection of essays. Okay? And the first two essays are titled Intentional Fallacy and the next one is Affective Fallacy. And there are two more essays that are quite important. Third is called The Concrete Universal. Okay, The Concrete Universal, ye kafi important hai. And then one more is important called The Domain of Criticism. Okay, The Domain of Criticism. All of these four essays are included in this volume of essays, which was published under the title The Verbal Icon. Okay? Now, we'll talk about intentional fallacy and affective fallacy in a minute. Before that, let's consider some of the other works of Wimsatt. Now, after The Verbal Icon, there is another one called Hateful Contraries, Studies in Literature and Criticism. Okay, Hateful Contraries, Studies in Literature and Criticism. And this was published in 1965. Aur ek aur work hai inka, Literary Criticism, A Short History. Okay, Literary Criticism, A Short History. This was published in 1957. And Wimsatt collaborated with another writer called Clint Brooks. Inka bhi naam aapne suna hoga, because all of these names, Clint Brooks, William Wimsatt, as well as Munro Beardsley, are important in the field of new criticism. Now, after that, what is intentional fallacy? See, as a definition, intentional fallacy is the error of criticizing and judging a work of literature by attempting to assess what the writer's intention was and whether or not he has fulfilled it rather than concentrating on the work itself. Okay? Matlab ye ki, if we try to judge the merit of a particular piece of literature or poem on the basis of what the intention of the writer was. For example, if Shakespeare has written Hamlet, if John Milton has written Paradise Lost, and if we try to judge the merit of Paradise Lost or Hamlet on the basis of what the intention might have been of John Milton or Shakespeare, then we are running the risk of making a error called intentional fallacy. Okay? This is what Munro and William Wimsatt mean by intentional fallacy. Now, uske baad aata hai affective fallacy. What is affective fallacy? Now, affective fallacy is basically an error or critical error of evaluating a work of art in terms of its results in the mind of the audience. Okay? If we try to judge the merit of a piece of literature or poem on the basis of what impact it has on the audience or on the readers, then we are running the risk of making an error called affective fallacy. So, ise kehte hain affective fallacy. And the next thing that I told you was the concrete universal. Okay? Now, first thing to note is that this phrase concrete universal was not originally proposed by Wimsatt and Beardsley. Okay? Originally, it is a idea given by Hegel. H-E-G-E-L. Hegel, the great philosopher Hegel. He is the one who talked about concrete universal. And later on, of course, Wimsatt and Beardsley used this idea in their essay, The Concrete Universal, which was published in The Verbal Icon. Okay? And of course, Wimsatt and Beardsley give some other opinions. Let's say they define this in a new way. Okay, but this phrase was not coined by them. So this much you should remember. So what exactly is concrete universal? Concrete universal is something which has the qualities of both universal as well as particular. Okay, use kehte hain concrete universal. So a concrete universal entity has something, some features of being universal as well as being concrete by virtue of its, you know, arising in a particular historical situation. So concreteness or particularness bhi hai and universalness bhi hai. That is what concrete universal is. Okay? Now after that I talked about the domain of criticism. This is also an essay in that book. And in this what Wimsatt argues is, he argues against the idea of reducing a poem or artistic entity to a purely aesthetical mode. Okay? He argues against this idea. So he argued that the artistic entity should not be reduced only to aesthetical effects. Now, after that, let's talk a little bit about Munro Beardsley. Now, Munro Beardsley, just like William Wimsatt, was a faculty member or teacher at university. Okay? And mostly he is famous for intentional fallacy and affective fallacy, the essays which he co-authored with William Wimsatt. But independently, he also wrote a lot on aesthetics, especially philosophy of art. Okay? And he's famous for analytic aesthetics. He's famous in this field. And you know, there is a very famous work by him called Aesthetics, Problems in the Philosophy of Criticism. Okay? Aesthetics, Problems in the Philosophy of Criticism, which came out in 1958. And this is one of the first systematic, well-argued and critically informed philosophy of art in the analytic tradition. Now, after that, in 1970, he published another work called The Possibility of Criticism. Okay, The Possibility of Criticism. And this is exclusively concerned with literary criticism. And it limits itself to four problems. First problem, the self-sufficiency of a literary text. Second, the nature of literary interpretation. Third, judging literary texts. And fourth, bad poetry. Okay, these are the four things that he discusses in this work. And what he does in this work is, whatever arguments he made in the earlier work, in the aesthetics, okay, aesthetics problems in the philosophy of criticism, in the next work he elaborates that more and adds some more, or let's say, new concepts. Okay? So just remember that Munro Beardsley is famous in the field of aesthetics. And from an exam point of view, you should know about the verbal icon, which was written by William Wimsatt and co-authored by Munro Beardsley.